So how, according to communication theories, can a person end up in such a catch-22 situation? Václavík attributes it to disconfirmation, Lange to mystification, and Bateson to double bind. It can be summarized in not being allowed to acknowledge your own experience. Václavík states that there are three possible responses to a message: confirmation, rejection, or disconfirmation. Confirmation or rejection confirms the existence of the self, but disconfirmation leaves us confused about our identity, ourself, by negating the reality of us as the source of the message. Therefore, as it says, you do not exist. He attributes the disconfirmation as paradoxes, statements that are self-reflective and contradictory in themselves, therefore cannot be acted upon. Four basic themes make up this paradox and are as follows: being punished for correct perception of the outside world or of himself, such as a drunk alcoholic father who demands that he be perceived as nice, or statements as, I hear what you say out loud, but I know that isn't what you really think inside. Other ways are, if you are expected to have other feelings than those you are actually experiencing, if there is a demand and prohibition of the same thing, do what I say, not what I would like you to do, or double standards such as, you should always win, fair or foul, but be honest, and demanding spontaneous behavior, as in, be spontaneous. From the book Sanity, Madness, and the Family, written with Aaron Esteson, Ronald Lang's attitude can be summarized along the same line. They saw mystification as the denial of identity. In the case they studied, they saw that the parent of the patient was the judge of what the patient recognized, of what she really wanted, of what she thought, of what was for her own good, of what was her reservation or change, of what was possible. Or the parent would invalidate what the patient said with, she does not really mean what she says. She is saying this because she is ill. She cannot remember or know what she feels or felt. She is not justified in saying this. Further, writing on trust, to preserve the patient's trust in him, he destroys her trust in herself. They would say, you are imagining that there is a flaw in your father, and you are mad or bad if you imagine such a thing, and you are mad or bad if you do not believe us when we tell you that you are mad or bad to trust your own perception and memory. The result being that from a situation of contradictory attributions, inconsistencies, multiple disagreements, some avowed, some not, she could not tell what was the case and what was not the case. She could not have a consistent perspective on her relation to herself or to others, or on theirs to each other or to her. Bateson's double bind theory summarized these two approaches in a clear and concise way. It describes a double bind as a statement made within a clearly defined frame of reference that asserted something about this frame and therefore about itself. He also prescribed three conditions to creating the bind. First of all, it must happen within a physical, emotional, high-value relationship. The message must assert something, then it asserts something about its own assertion, and these two are mutually exclusive. And most important, it is neither allowed to talk about the contradiction nor allowed to withdraw from it. To summarize, the interactional view not only identifies that it is not allowed to express one's perception of the world in itself, which suppresses the chances of growth and identity, but also that an awareness of this dilemma is also taken away. It isn't surprising then that a person caught in such a bind can only resort to exclude himself from the contact of interchange. His last chance is to cut himself from the system which taught him to disregard his own feelings, his instincts, his perceptions. As I said earlier, it is sad that we have to wait that things go totally bad before understanding that they weren't going good before.